Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Praise the Lord for another new day that he has given us, and we praise him and magnify his name. Oh, praise the Lord. We thank God for the word. Thank God that the word that dwell among us, Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of our lives, back to the Father. We bless the Lord for the risen Savior, but thank God for him born of a virgin. Glory to God. Man that knew no sin, that came into a body, glory to God, and was, glory to God, planted there by the Holy Spirit and raised up to be a Savior unto the world. And thank God for Jesus. We praise God for him and thank God for, glory, all his love that he lavished upon us every day, for hope, glory to God, and for peace and for joy, for strength, for healing, for directions through the power of the Holy Spirit that was sent back to us. Hallelujah. As a comforter, we bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. So we just feel so grateful, glory to God, for the Lord God Almighty, our counselor, our Prince of Peace. Ah, very present help in the time of trouble. There is none like thee, O Lord. We bless you and give you glory and praise. Thank God for the power of prayer that we can come together in agreement and pray and worship you and magnify your name. Thank God, glory to God. Oh, there's not enough words just to express love. If we even were in the most anointed presence of you, there still wouldn't be enough words in a vocabulary, in a description, in the dictionary or whatever, creative words still wouldn't be enough to glorify and show appreciation and thank you for all that you do and have done, and most of all for saving us. So we thank God again for Jesus. Thank God, glory to God, for his love. Thank God for his mercy every day. Thank God, glory to God, for him being, glory to God, such a forgiving and loving God. Even while we in our, glory to God, most challenging times, and even when we miss you, thank you for your mercy and grace and the power of forgiveness. We bless you, Jesus. Thanks, O Lord. As we say, we bless the Lord for another day, for a divine connection to be able to come together to give praise, glory, and honor unto the Lord. This is a night that God has given us for great and mighty testimonies, looking back and reflecting on whether it was yesterday or whether it was 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20, 30, 40 years ago, thinking of your goodness, of how you've done some magnificent, marvelous, phenomenal things in our lives. So we just want to testify of the glory of God going into this 2023, leaving these old things and not just be another resolution, but another time, glory to God, to press and pursue, that we're really loosing anything out of our lives that's been a hindrance or caused us to be stumbling or caused anybody to stumble. We're walking in forgiveness and love and determination, glory to God, with no reservation and no procrastination of releasing and leaving things behind us and asking God to help us as we pursue in him, glory to God, and just striving for more of him, denying this flesh, that the Spirit of God may have free reign in us and him to be glorified, and that we can be living a life that people can look upon our lives and see the glory of God in it. No flesh on parade trying to get God's glory. So we are praying for an awakening and praying, glory to God, for strength and courage and a determination like that we're not going to allow the cares of this life and the old things that we've gone through to hinder us in the move of God, in the next move in our lives, as we believe in God for life and health and wholeness and a determination and peace and joy to pursue, glory to God, and new adventures in him on this journey. So we give God glory, and we're praying more and more, glory to God. Don't justify and deny, but cast these cares and concerns upon the Lord and believe him by faith that no matter what, as we strive for more of him, that flesh, glory to God, will be brought under subjection. It will be crucified. And as we submit ourselves to the Lord and resist the devil, he'll flee. When we keep our trust and faith in him and don't lean to our own understanding and all our ways acknowledge him, he's going to do the directing of our path. And he said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He said in Psalms 119, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. That's in going into 2023, letting him have free reign and letting, glory to God, that word, glory to God, guide our path. Got to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say and obey him, because it's not enough to hear if we have to obey. He said the only thing that pleased him, as he said in Hebrews 11:6, is faith. And so when we diligently seek him, he will reward us. Mark 11 has told us when we pray, believe that we receive. But if there is any unforgiveness, if we don't forgive and have aught against others and don't forgive, our Father won't forgive us. The enemy is fighting us enough. We don't need to give him any more room and ammunition, glory to God, to cause our blessings to be held up and for our Father and our Jesus for not to forgive us, so that way we can be able to move forward and God can be glorified even the more. We thank God. He is an awesome, marvelous, wonderful, phenomenal God. Help us to go to bed worshiping, asking, glory to God, to forgive, and also appreciating him, and also waking up, glorifying him and magnifying, and find out what the orders is for today. When we miss you, and whatever it is in our endeavors in life, forgive us if we, glory to God, can come to you with a spirit of humility and open our hearts to ask for forgiveness. Thank God for you coming on the scene for forgiving us. Because the Father said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's our choice. He said, when it was finished on that cross, he said, glory to God. So he left it up to us. So we got to choose this day who we're going to serve. So I thank God again for his miraculous, marvelous love, and glory to God, and the power of forgiveness, and help us to know we have to forgive one another as we forgive ourselves as well, and asking the Lord to forgive us. We love you today, Jesus, and we appreciate you. And we thank you, pray, glory, our blessings upon everyone, glory to God, that's come on the line, our families that was represented, our church family, and even those that are in darkness and don't know you as a part of your sins, and those that are even backslid, that they will return back, and the word, glory, that will come forth, and that they will hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, whether somebody come across their path or over the internet or over, glory to God, the prayer lines, or whether they come through, glory, in their church or in a neighbor, or you stand in the line at the bank and overheard, glory to God, the word. Wherever the seeds are being planted, I pray it'll prick their hearts and cause those, glory, that are backslidden to come back, and those that don't know you, for an awakening in them, for them to realize they need Jesus. So we bless God for the word tonight as we get ready, prepared for the testimonies of the greatness of God and the marvelous work that he's getting ready to do in our lives. So we bless the Lord for these that you have called and set aside for such a time as this, on the Divine Connection prayer line. And thank God as even blessed going over into this glory at almost a half a year of glory to God, of the eighth year. You are such a marvelous and wonderful God that we can want to continue to pursue. We speak life, health, wholeness, glory to God, of a sound mind, awareness, and courage, and strength. Glory out to be determined to go forward and not look back other than for a testimony, just to be able, glory out to see what God has done and magnify his name, but also to be aware not to continue in the same mistakes. But when we do look back, to look at the power of his anointing to help us persist in pursuit after him. So God, help us to love one another with the agape, not that lip service, because it's not going to progress and get us nowhere but going backwards. Because anything, glory to any time we don't progress, we're going to regress. There's no standing still, marking time when it comes to the things of God, and even also when it comes to the enemy. All we can do is give place to him when we call ourselves standing still. When he said, be still and know that I'm God, there's some things he's saying that he's speaking and telling us to do and what he wants. But in the meantime, we still will be about the Father's business. But I pray right now, God, comfort and encourage, strengthen, go out and direct. God, we just bless you for all that you've done and doing in the name of Jesus. And thank you for bringing us out and bringing us through. So much to be thankful for, just to even have food, clothing, and shelter, to even have somebody to love us, to be concerned and caring, glory to God, whether it be family, friends, glory to God, neighbors, glory, on a job or whatever it is, God. Help us, glory to God, to be thankful. We may not have everything we desire in some of our lives, but glory to God, when we have you, we have everything because you're the one that make it all possible because you are not our resource, you are our source. Everything falls in line with you. That's why you said seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and everything else will be added. We got to focus forward, glory to God. Wherever, glory to God, we focus on glory to God more. That's what's going to give power and authority for more for us to receive, retrieve, maintain, obtain, and glory to God. If it's not the things of God, it's going to be glory to God. Things to regress that cause us heartache and pain, because you said, well, there's a way that seemeth right to man, but that way leads to destruction. We want to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's on the path of blessing, glory to God, and call it forth to be righteous and holy. God, help us, glory to God, that we may be encouraged to stand fast on your word. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is so wonderful. Oh, Jesus, we bless you, we bless you. The scripture reading, I had two, but I just missed the other one. I might still pull it up, though. Luke 1:35, the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. As he was talking, the angel was talking to Mary, which was Gabriel, praise the Lord. And the other scripture reading will be coming from Isaiah 9:6. Okay, it's a little slow coming up. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6, praise God, our scripture reading. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. As we've already had the prayer in scripture, the Lord bless the one for his testimony. I'm going to try my best to go in the order that close to it is the order that we the names came in to give praise to the Lord and their testimony. So we're going to start out with Mother Alexander in just a moment before she say anything. We have Mother Alexander. It looks like Pastor Sims. Mother McCormick. Let's see. I have to scroll a little bit. I'm going to skip one and go to Pastor Bird and then Mother Willette. And then Prophet Sanu, if I'm not mistaken. Praise the Lord. And Brother Black. I hope I remember my order too as well. All right, let's get ready to go back up and open the line for Mother Alexander as we talk of the goodness of the Lord, and we want some in-depth testimony. We want people to know our God. Like I said, whether it was yesterday or 30, 40 years ago, if whatever, however mixture you want to make it, but we want to hear from God some of the dynamic, phenomenal things God has brought us through where people don't think that God is operating and doing great and mighty things in the earth realm. Glory to God, whether it's healing or deliverance or near-death situation or whether it's something phenomenal that happened in the families and marriages or whatever. We want to hear from the Lord through you of how God moved on your behalf. At this time, receive none other than our own Evangelist Mother Alexander.
Thank you. Mother Rosanna, you're not there? I hope my phone didn't cut. Hello?
Hello?
Did you hear any of the prayer just now?
I hear you. I've been on the phone. You don't hear me?
No, I'm saying, did you hear me praying just now?
Yes, I did hear you praying.
Okay,
now
I thought the phone was on mute. Okay, then. But I didn't hear you. No, ma'am, I didn't hear you. But okay.
Oh, no,
okay, then.
You hear me now?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord God. We come tonight to give you praise, Lord God, and to thank you for how good you've been to us, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for taking care of us, Lord God. Watching over the fatherless sons, Lord, because nobody but you keep fatherless sons, Lord God. Thank you for keeping them, Lord. Thank you for watching over them, Lord God, because only you do it, Father God. But, Lord, I remember your word said, if we pray. So prayer is always the key in my life because your word said it, I believe it. And, Lord, I thank you. Thank you tonight, Lord God. Thank you for waking me up this morning. In other words, waking each and every one of us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body that we could be able to stay on the line tonight. Because only you make that possible, Heavenly Father. And it's in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for being so merciful to us all, Lord God. Thank you for watching over the children, oh God. Because, Lord, you see it all, Heavenly Father. But we know that you are a deliverer, and we know you are a provider. We know you are a healer. There is nothing that you cannot do, Heavenly Father. And if you said it, Lord, I believe it. Because no matter what goes on here on earth, nothing is impossible for you to turn around and for you to renew. And I thank you, Lord God, for healing the land, Lord God, because I know you heal the land, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we thank you. I trust you, Lord, because you are the God of God. You are the only creator. And if your word said it, believe it. Because according to your word in Isaiah 26, your word said, Lord, trust ye in the Lord Jehovah, because in you is strength. And, Lord, I thank you. Thank you today, Lord God, for most everything that I have in life, every good thing that you gave me, Lord. I praise you and I glorify you and I thank you because the only way it's possible is when you let it come my way. Only you make it come, Lord God, because nobody else can do what you can do. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you for taking away sickness and disease from the midst of me, Heavenly Father, because only you do it, Lord God. And we know that you is a healer, Lord God, so what we got to do is believe you, and we can stand. Because you said it, Lord, there's no doubt in my mind. And, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for keeping my sisters and brothers, Lord God. I thank you for keeping them, strengthening them, Lord God. Taking away aches and pain from the midst of them. Lord, I know you do it, Lord. I know you'll do it. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us. I pray for Dolores, Lord God, that you continue to keep her, Lord God. Help her to stand strong, Lord God, to claim victory through the trial. She know that she can overcome it because of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, give her some favor, Lord God, that she will get up and take her time and walk. Get our strength back on our feet, Lord. I ask this for Dolores, my sister of mine, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I ask for Mary, Lord God, to help her, Lord, to remember that you gave her a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, and not just she alone, Lord. There's so many I know that are going through trials. But I pray, Lord God, that they will call on you and stand strong, believing that the enemy should not have the authority to keep their life in situation that they don't want to be there, but the enemy come and pull them through that time. But, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord God, to let them be strong and remember that you are the only deliverer. You are the only healer. And, Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for bringing changes in my brothers and sisters' life, Lord God. Those that is going through some trials, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you open a way for them, that they be remember who they are, overcomers, because that's what you tell us, Lord God. We are more than conquerors. So I always believe, Lord God, no one can conquer me, because your word said it, I believe it, and I stand. In Jesus' name I pray. My testimony is, oh boy, the goodness of God. This is something that happened recently about 3 weeks ago. It was about last month. I had a my checkbook, I couldn't find my checkbook. And one check, I couldn't remember if I had sent out a check. And I couldn't find a checkbook. And I said, oh, God, oh, my Lord. I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I've been looking for weeks and still couldn't find it. Did I use that check? Oh, did I not use the check. I couldn't remember what happened to the checkbook. But I know it was, the last time I saw it, it was in the house. So I said, Lord, I don't know where to turn. I don't know what to do. But I can't find this checkbook, and I'm trying to remember, did I wrote that check out, or I forgot about it in the checkbook, and it lost at me? Because that means I didn't sign nothing. So anybody could, if they find it, that's what would happen. So I said, Lord, I need your help, Lord. And I know you know where that checkbook is. And about that check, Lord, I can't remember if I signed that check. It was 1-11-48. I said, oh, gosh, what am I going to do now? And I'm in the house just thinking about it. And after I say, you know what? I'm not going to let the enemy take my joy, boy. I said, Lord, you give me favor with this situation, because I just don't know where that check is. I look all over, Lord, and I don't remember taking my checkbook to my ministry. I never take the checkbook with me when I'm going. The only time I have a checkbook is if I'm going to buy something or if I'm going to the commissary, I'm going shopping. If not, I don't fool with the checkbook. I always carry money. And I couldn't think where that thing. I called my sons, them. I told them, I said, I don't know what happened, but I know I can't find the check. I said, Lord, I need you to give me favor with this thing, because I don't know where it is, Lord. And then in the meantime, I heard they talking about how people taking people check and erasing and using it and all these stuff that going on now, these trickness that going on now. People is so tricky nowadays. You got some people that will do things that is underhand. And that came up in my mind. And, you know, I said, wait a minute. This thing is keeping my mind. I keep worrying about it. I said, what? My joy is going. I know I've got to get things done. And too worrying about this check, I can't do what I have to do. I said, I'm going to just leave it alone. I just give it up. I said, Lord, you take it, Lord. Whatever is wrong, what's gone wrong with this check, Lord? Whatever I've done, Lord, give me favor, Lord God. Give me favor. All right. Couple of days passed, I wasn't thinking about it no more. And then about two or three days, it come back again to my mind. I said, you will not get me worrying about this thing. Let it go. Just let it go. And I remember one of my church sisters was talking to her about it, and she was telling me that, you know, people get your check and they can get out there and sign. So go to the bank and put a stop on it. But I just didn't go to the bank and do anything about it. I said, oh boy, I just take it, give it to God and let God work it out for me. Whatever it is, let God work it out. So I didn't go to the bank and mention it. I know I went to the bank and get some money out, but I didn't, at the time it didn't come to my mind to mention it to the bank. All right. I think it was Friday in the daytime, the mail came in, and I went out to the mailbox. This was about 2 or 3:30, somewhere about that time. And when I went out there, mail came to me, and it's from Oliver Gass, because I usually send out different charity work. I just send out different things. So Oliver sent back the mail. And then I pick up the next mail I come back from a next ministry that I sent out, and it said, Miss Alexander, we couldn't cash this check because you didn't fill it out completely. I said, this is the same check I made over weeks looking and worrying about it. And I said, this is nobody but God. Because when I send that minister check, it's always gone. It's all, now it came back. And I said, thank you, Lord God, because this is only you make this possible. It came back. They didn't cash it. The check came back and said that I missed the date. They sent it back to me. I said, Lord, I thank you. You always on my side, Lord. And that, to me, is the next miracle to me that God do for me. Because in my life, God do so much stuff in my life that I know sometimes I messed up and putting things in the wrong place. And the only place I go to God. I said, Lord, I need you. When I was locked out of my car, I didn't know what happened to the keys. I said, Lord, what am I going to do? I need you, Lord. Help me with this. I don't know what to do here. When I get lost taking my son to college, to the university, I didn't know where to get the way back home. I said, Lord, I need you. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. My only son was in Germany. The young one was the one who was taking. And God showed up, man. He always, always hear my cry. Always come true for me. So that's why, you see, I cannot waste my time playing no fool. I must know that I know that I know that if God said it, it doesn't matter what's going on. I'm going to stand on what God is saying. I'm going to stand boldly, and no man can stop that. That's the good thing with the things that God, when he gave us his word, doesn't matter what goes on, stand on God's word. Because regardless what's happening in this world, nothing have authority to pull down the word of God. If he said it, he's going to stand. That's why it tells us in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if we pray, if we pray, that letting me know, no care what goes on in this world today, and I know that it's coming against me, I say, I'm going to God, because God tells us in Chronicles, he tells us that if we pray, and imagine, he said, if he shut up heaven, that there is no rain. Now imagine this now. Even if he sent pestilence amongst us, if we pray, that is letting me know the power that he gave his children. If we pray, we can stop it. And that's, to me, that's my testimony. That's why I stand faithful, because I know God is real. And I know if I believe it, regard a shadow of a doubt, it's going to come true. It's going to come true. And that's my testimony, baby. That's my testimony that God's word is true. Amen. It's a short one, but that's it.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. We thank God for the testimony. After the last 2 weeks, I've been saying, laying the foundation, we have, I was saying 10 to 12 minutes, but we have 15 minutes. You can take the first three or four minutes out of your 15 if you want to say a prayer, but your testimony is afterwards. And then if you hear me say, bless the Lord, then it's time to go over to God to bring it in, not 2-3 minutes later, bring it in within that minute. But bless the Lord. Thank God for Mother. She's already laid the foundation for the first testimony. So thereafter, we're just going to open the lines now for Mother Pastor Sins. Praise God. And right after Pastor Sins, there should be Mother McCormick. All right, then. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity. And I just praise God and give him glory and grace. And I had a lot of them down, but you said 15 minutes, so I'll do a couple of them and give somebody else a chance. But I agree very much with Sister Alexander and all others that are on the line that God is good. He's phenomenal in his ways, and he loves us, and he will come to see about us. He'll come to our aid. And a lot of times I was listening at Mother Alexander, and she was saying, And I spent a lot of time looking for things anymore. And I say to myself, you know, I know I had it. I know. I think I put it here. But anyway, I just ask the Holy Ghost to help me. And he'll help you and lead you right to that thing if you believe. So I give God the honor, the glory, and the praises. As I tell you my first true story, this is true. I was driving a 68 Cadillac, and it was falling apart. The headliner was coming down, and the air conditioner and all was going out of it. But I didn't have any money to buy a car. I didn't have any money to even try to buy a car. And I was praying in my den one day, and I saw myself in a vision. A friend came up and was driving this little green car, and I went to the door. Now, this is in my mind's eye, in my spiritual eye, and I went to the door and saw this little car, and she came in. I thought it was her car. You know, I said, okay. And shortly thereafter, that same friend came, said, the Lord told me to take you to Dick Smith because you need a car. And I said, I sure do. I need a car, but I was working with Experience Works, and we didn't get a salary. We got a stipend, and the stipend was $1.53 an hour. And I knew in my natural mind and spirit that I couldn't afford to pay for a car with money like that, and that was all I was getting. So she said, you come on, I'm going to take you down to Dick Smith, and we're going to get you a car today. And I said, well, okay. I didn't have no better sense than to brace up, and I'm going to believe God is going to give me a car. I'm going on down to Dick Smith. I don't think that day I had $10 in my pocket. I didn't have any money. And we went down there, and we talked to the salesperson, and he offered $1,000 to help with the down payment, okay? Thank you, Lord. That was one. If I'm going to get a car, I'm still looking, and I told him what I wanted. But when we went out on the lot, we looked in two or three lots. When we went up on the front of the lot, I saw the car that I saw in my vision. And I said, my knees got really weak. I said, well, my goodness, that looks just like that car. And after he ran through everything and all what he was giving me and reducing and whatever, that was the only car on the lot that I could possibly get. So we went in and did all the paperwork. This is the first time I had ever bought a car. I had never bought a car myself. My husband always bought it, but this time it was on me. I needed a car. So we went in and got everything ready, and he says, okay, drive it to the service station up here and let them fill it up with gas. And I was shaking and nervous, but I was in my car, and if I was driving it, I was believing it was mine. Okay, when I got up to that service station, I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, 7 months.
Amen.
And I said, well, Lord, 7 months. I knew what he meant. You're going to pray for it in 7 months. But I said, they said 7 years. And he said it again, 7 months. And that second time he said it, I knew I was supposed to hush my mouth and be quiet because, you know, when he says something twice, you know, it's really serious matter. So I said, well, Lord, what is this? I came on home. I said, well, I ain't going to tell nobody because if I say this, people will think I'm crazy. And I'm not going to say nothing about it. I'm going to pay for this car in 7 months. But in my heart, I continued to believe.
Amen.
And 7 months to the very day I bought that car, I paid it off. By the grace and the goodness of God, I can't tell you just how I never missed a payment. I paid on it for them 7 months. The seventh month, I paid it off. To God be the glory. And and some I was advised that, you know, you can't pay for that car. You need to take it back. You need to take it back. Somebody will take you where you got to go. But I said, I know I heard the Lord speak. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he did it. And I praise him to this day for all. I have a lot of the how he healed my body, I swallowed a pill camera back in 2013 and enlarged in my intestines. I had to have an intestinal bypass surgery at my age. About a foot of my intestines were removed and 5% of my colon, and I'm still here to tell it and to give honor and glory to the God of the universe, the God who heals you, the God who he is nothing too hard for him, nothing too hard for him. I had a tree in my yard. This is another story. I had a tree in my yard that was right up under my bathroom window, and the roots were getting into the pipes and the sewer system, even into the bricks on the house. And I told my son, I asked my son, I said, I need you to cut this tree down for me, see what it's doing. It was a sassafras tree. It wasn't a great big one, but it was big enough to cause damage and trouble with his roots. And hallelujah, God put the wind on assignment one night. Go down to 137 West Lakeside Avenue. My servant Jackie needs that tree down. I woke up one morning, looked out the window. I didn't see the tree. I looked out, and the tree was laying down across my yard. Nothing else was disturbed. No wind that we know about. But God put the wind. He doesn't just deal in. He deals in everything. Nature, the earth is his. And he said so. The tree just laid in the yard. It wasn't like it hit the ground and broke up or nothing. It was firm. The branches were firm. And it appeared that somebody had taken a knife and cut across the root system. People came. My neighbors came to look at it. Well, what happened? The wind chimes were still hanging in my front. My chairs were out there with the cushions on them. Nothing moved, but the tree was, roots were up in the air laying across my yard. And now that's not the end of it. It laid there for about 2 days. I told one of my sons, I said, if y'all would get come by and get this tree out of the yard like this, I'd appreciate it. And God had already fixed it. A man, a neighbor around the corner who had back problems, but he had a truck. He kept coming by my house, and he saw the tree in the yard, so he told his wife to call me and ask if he could come and pick that tree up. Not for no firewood, because it was a sassafras tree. I don't think they're good for firewood. But he came by and asked, and I said, well, you know, sir, how much do you charge me? He said, nothing. He said, we are neighbors. He cut the tree up, loaded it on his truck to the glory of God, and took it away. And when he raked over the place where the tree was, it was not a root, not a sprig, came up, nothing came up that tree down like he did. Nothing ever came back. And you know, when you have a root system like that, little sprigs will come back on them. I've seen it many times. Little sprigs will come up, and you have to pull them up because they're starting to make another tree. But God put the wind on the assignment that day and blessed me. And I'm telling you, it was just, you couldn't think about it. All you had to say, God did it, because nobody else could have done it. And I'll have one more, and I'll tell that one, and then I'll move on and let somebody else take it. But this one was one that, you know, it was really mind-blowing. My youngest son and I were going to my sister's house, who lived not too far from us. And we came to this place in the road where traffic merged into the main lane. And I looked over at the car next to me, we were coming into each other. That lady and man was coming into the side of my car, and my son was sitting on that side, coming into him. I saw the shocked look on their faces and everything. And God shoved my car with supersonic speed. And when I came to myself, I was all the way down about to turn into my sister's house. And when I got there, my knees were shaking, because I couldn't figure out and fill in the time between that car. The wreck was happening, but he shoved it with supersonic speed. When I got to my sister's, I tried to tell it, but I wasn't in no shape to try to tell it. But God is an awesome God, and he can do anything. And he said he'd move heaven and earth on our behalf. And I give him glory and I give him praise for all of the mighty and wonderful things that he has done in my life, not only for me but for my family and friends around me, how he's worked out. And you can't say nothing, because nobody could do these things but him. And we give glory, praise, and honor. And sometimes when we have another testimony, I'll tell you some more. But I praise God, and I thank you for listening to me tonight. And I give him glory and praises and honor. And we should love the Lord thy God with all our heart, mind, soul, and body, everything that is within you, because there's no other like him. Nowhere, no time, and never will be. Thank you so much for this opportunity. God bless each and every one of you. Enjoy the rest of your holidays. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for each and every one that have already told the testimony. Give honor to the Lord, Savior Jesus Christ, and Apostle Hubbard. My testimony is going to be that I was eating one day, and I was eating me some rice. I had some rice I was eating. And when I started eating it, it just caught hold of my throat some kind of way. And I just couldn't breathe. And I couldn't call nobody. All this stuff was going in my mind. I can't reach nobody. And I can't breathe. I don't know what to do. And so I jumped me some water. And when I drank the water, it came out, but I still couldn't breathe. I felt like I just passed out. But I said, no. I was talking to myself. I said, no, you can't pass out, because if you pass out, you're going to be gone. You can't pass out. I said, so you got to try to hang in there. And so I kept going, and all I could hear in my mind, I could think, I said, I need to call, try to get up with my son-in-law. I said, no, he upstairs. I can't get him. I get my granddaughter. I said, no, I can't get her. She up there. They sleep. They don't even hear me. I, all this is going in my mind, but I'm still trying to breathe. I'm still trying to get my breath and stuff. And so all of a sudden, the Spirit of the Lord said, Jesus. And I took and got me. I said, I couldn't see it right. It didn't come out real. I said, like that. It still wouldn't come out. And then I said, let me drink me some water. And I drank my water. And when I drank that water, and I said to myself, Jesus, like that. And then that water just gushed out of me, and then I got released from it. I tell you, Lord Jesus, if that wasn't something, I say, Lord, and that's the third time that have happened to me. That's the third time I have got caught like that with some pills, and then I have got caught like that eating some tuna, and then here it is, the rice. But I just thank God for Jesus, calling on the name of Jesus, because I tell you, I said, nobody can tell me that if you don't call on, if you just say his name, just say Jesus, and he'll come to your rescue. He will come to your rescue. So that's one of my testimony. And then there was another one where I was riding one day, and I was going to the school to pick up my grandson, and when I was on my way, I left late that day. I left real late that day. And I thank God I did leave late, because there was an accident down the road. And sometimes we don't know what be going on when we be trying to rush out of the house and there'll be something going on in front of us, and God is trying to protect us from that. And so, but I left, there was an accident, and I got further down the road when I kept driving. And so on my way going down the road, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, there was going to be some deer crossing the road. Okay, I was on my way going to pick my grandson up, and I didn't see no deer. And so on my way coming back, and there was a car that was left the school just like I left. So this lady left before I did. I was coming behind her. And when I was coming behind her, those deer that God had revealed to me on my way going, they come across the road. And I just thank God that she didn't get that, that her car, even her car didn't heal them. And I thank God that I didn't heal them. But I thank God that he let me know that there was going to be some Jews crossing the road when we, you know, when I came back. So I just thank God for revealing that to me. And then there was another time that I was laying on the couch. And when I was laying on the couch, my arm got to hurting. Some kind of way it got to hurting. When it started hurting, my whole right arm just fell. I couldn't hold it up. I didn't have no strength or nothing. Every time I raised my arm, it would fall back down. I raised it up again. It would just fall. I didn't have ability or muscle or nothing. It would just fall back down. And all of a sudden, I just said, Jesus. And I lift my arm up. I lifted up and I said, Jesus. And I felt the power, the strength of it coming back into my arm. And I said, I thank you, Lord, for that. And then there was another one. That there was a time whenever I had went to the doctor, and the doctor told me that I had, told me a long time ago I had sugar. And I said, the blood of Jesus, I ain't got no sugar. And that was when I was a teenager that they spoke that to me. I said, no, and I wasn't even saved. And I said, no, I knew the blood. I just wasn't saved. But I said, I believe Jesus, even though I wasn't saved, I still believe that there was a God. And so that happened that time. And then there was another time that I had, let me see, I've got so many down here. I think I was at the post office. There was one time I was at my house, and there was a door hanging on my storm door was just hanging. It was just hanging and hanging. And I said, Lord, I wish I had some of my brothers, somebody, would take or come and get this door off this store door because it makes so much noise and I can't take it off. And I thought, I wish somebody would come up and take it off. And so I went to work that day and I come back and the store door was laying on the ground. And I said to myself, oh goodness, my brother came and took my store door off. And I called him. I said, so thank you for taking my store door off. They said, I ain't been in your house and took no store door off your house. I said, what? They said, yeah, I didn't. I hadn't been up there. And the door was just laying down on the ground. The window wasn't broke or nothing. It just lay like somebody, like he just came up there and just laid it flat down on the ground. And the glass wasn't broken or nothing. And I said, God, I thank you. Because that door was just making so much noise. And I thank God. Because God is so good. He is so good. And I thank you for how he gave me the strength to be able to graduate. Like there was time when I was going trying to finish high school and stuff, and there was this teacher. I was having a problem with the teacher. She kept telling. I could hear her talking, telling other people that I wasn't gonna make it, and I did make it. I graduated. Not only graduated, but I was in the usher. I was like a. Like what you say, usher for the first class that before I graduate, I marched before them. I marched in front of them in their class. So I just thank God for that, and I thank you for how when I was out in the world, I was in this club one night, and I had my boyfriend with me, and I told him, I said, and he was wondering why I was acting strange or not, but God had been dealing with me. And I was just in there, and I said, man, I got to get up out of here. He said, what's wrong with you? I said, I can't stay here. I said, I got to go. I can't stay in this place. And so I thank God that I had that the ear that I could not be in a club. And after that, that's when the Lord started dealing with me about different things, about getting close to him. I thank God he was pulling on me. He was drawing me to come to him to make a change in my life. And I thank God for that. And there was, let me see. Oh, I'm just trying to find out so many different ones. And I told them. Well, I guess I'm going to stop. No, there was one about the pill. There was a pill that I had the other day. I couldn't find the pill. My pill fell down in the drawer. And it was a tiny little pill. And I said, Lord, I don't want this pill to be laying around. I said, because if it lay around, somebody, the little kids might pick it up. And I said, Lord, where is that pill? Because sometimes I could be trying to find something, and I can just tear up the whole house trying to find it if I don't, ask him. But as soon as I ask him where it is, and it might not find it right then, but as I started doing some things, I said, oh, there it goes, right there. And so I thank him because he said he just want us to ask. He said we have not because we ask not. So I just thank God for all the testimony that he have really blessed me in so many different ways. And I just thank him for what he's doing in my life. And just a few minutes ago, I just thank him for what he did just a few minutes ago. I had a little small headache, and I had to bind that devil up and told him, I said, you got to get up off of me. I said, I don't know who headache or who this spirit belonged to. I said, but you're going to loose me in the name of Jesus. So I just thank God for that, because I've been laying around all day long not feeling good, but I thank God that I feel better now. Y'all keep me in prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Just one more testimony about, just wanted to say some things to the power of God. Or when you talked about your daughter thinking she could never have a baby and how God gave you a word, then share that one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. There was my daughter. There was my daughter. She had said that she couldn't. The doctor had told her she couldn't have any children, and the Lord had revealed it to me that because I didn't have a granddaughter, I just had two grandsons. And he had revealed it to me that she was going to have a little girl. And so she said, I said something. I went to the store. I went to the rumor sale. And they had all these little pretty little dresses for little girls, and I bought every last one of them. And my daughter brought them back home. My daughter said, Mama, why you bought these dresses? I said, because somebody's going to have me a little girl, because the Lord already revealed it to me that I'm going to get me a little granddaughter. And she said, well, Mama, it was Teresa, the one that so did I have. She said, Mama, she said, you know that I can't have any kids. And Captain said, well, Mama, you know I can't have now, because you know what happened to me right there. And I said, well, somebody going to have me a baby. I said, because the Lord told me that I'm going to have a little granddaughter and her little leg's going to be fat and she's going to be a busy little girl. I said, somebody going to have me a little granddaughter. And so a while back, it was a little while. And after a while, she came home one weekend because she was living in Charlotte. She came home and she was pregnant with me, a little granddaughter. And that little Pori. That's who it was, little Pori. Yeah, that was it. Is that what it was, Sister Hubbard? Sister Hubbard?
I just wanted some more miracle things that said about the power of God, regardless of what man say or what our circumstances say. So I just, excuse me, I know you haven't shared about the post office before, but I just wanted you to put that one in there. Praise the Lord. But in the meantime, now it's open for Mother Willette. Amen.
Amen. I didn't know I was next. I don't know why I was thinking Brother Black or somebody was next, or Prophet Bird. Okay. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. I have enjoyed every, praise God, testimony. And I want to say, God, I thank you for being so good in my life. I thank you for my life, health, and strength. And I was going to read just John's 10:10b says, Jesus said, I came that you might have life and life to the full, praise God. And who was it? And I had pulled it up, but disregard. But anyway, he said life to the full. So I'm thanking and praising God for my life to the full. He's done so many wonderful things for me, praise God. And I just bless him for my life today, praise God. I think and when I look back over, as the songwriter said, look back over my life and think things over, praise God, hallelujah, every day is a beautiful day to live, praise God, and to live life to the full. And I receive that, praise God, and I thank and praise God that he sent Jesus so that we could have life and have not just everlasting life, but life to the full, enjoyment of life, praise God. And life is important, and sometimes we don't understand how important that is, but I thank and praise God for my life. I thank and praise God for my salvation, for having a genuine relationship with God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's most imperative, to know God and to know that he knows who I am. As one preacher would say, y'all going to know how much God loved me. When you get to heaven, you're going to see my picture over his mantle. Hello, somebody. But in any case, let me just share just a couple of things, praise God, a few things, praise God, hallelujah. As I was listening to the prior testimonies, awesome, amazing God that we serve, praise God, and he wants the very best. He loves us so much that he wants the very best. First of all, I want to think about when Jesus was told, your mother and your brother and sisters out there, they asking for you. And Jesus asked the question, who is my mother or my brother or my sisters? And he said, he that doeth, he answered the question itself because they couldn't answer it. He said, he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven, praise God. And that helped me so much. I was in Germany at the time. Many things happened when I was in Germany. And I was thinking about my family and how my relationship with my family is rather estranged. And I wasn't close to anyone there. I love my father, and praise God. And to me, he was just a wonderful person, praise God. But I thank and praise God, hallelujah. He let me know. I've met people all over the world. And if you love God, guess what? You are part of the same family that I'm in, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ family, praise God. So I thank and praise God for that. That was a blessing to me because I didn't get hung up on people when they didn't care about me in my so-called blood family. I was in Germany, praise God, and I remember I think it was during the first Bush War, and I was having a realtor handling my, supposed to be, I was having my money go to the bank, and he was supposed to be paying my mortgage or handling that mortgage for me, but I got a letter saying they was going to foreclose my home, and I said, now, Lord, you see what they trying to do is take my house from me. And any case, and I said, Lord, well, first of all, I thank you for the money that I'm going to need. I said, $2,000 I'm going to need to get this thing straightened out. This was in 1992. And I was in Germany, praise God. And then when I knew I was going to have to get on an airplane to go back to handle that situation. And I said, Lord, when I get on the airplane, I don't want nobody heads in my way when I get, because I know we're going to have to be on there for over 9 hours, and I need nobody heads being in my way while I watch the movie on the way back. And so I thank and praise God. I think I may have had $40, and I borrowed. My daughter was working at the commissary part-time bagging groceries, and she let me have $50. And so I got on that plane on a hop, praise God. Military could take hops back then. I'm guessing they can still do it now. But in any case, I took that hop, praise God, with little or nothing. And when I got back to the States, I had to go to this company who was supposed to be paying my bills, who was putting my money in their pocket, hello somebody, and surprised them, and I had somebody with me who had come and joined me and to act as my, well, what is it, like an attorney, but he wasn't an attorney, but he was acting as an attorney. He just sit there and he said, you just don't say nothing, I'll ask the question. I said, okay. Anyway, they ended up, that person had to, first of all, the money that I needed, the day I needed it, it was deposited in my bank. Praise God, it was It was $2,000 deposited in my, and that was not my check. Hello, somebody. $2,000 was deposited in my account, and I didn't have to pay it back. Give God glory. Praise God. And then the people who were supposed to be the realtors, when we surprised them going to the company trying to find out what's happening here, that man had to write me a check for $3,240. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that was because I had my bills where they were supposed to be, where they're paying, and they weren't paying. And that was the list of bills that I had with me. But anyway, and then I hadn't done my – all of this took place at the same time. I had not done my income tax. And before I left, that the girl was doing some taxes, and I said, can you do these taxes for me? She said, yeah. She filled them out. And when I got back, I went to what is called a rapid refund. And the refund they calculated, I get a check. I got a check back for $777. I know the Lord was saying, just remember what I've done for you on this. Praise God. By the way, on the airplane, I got on an aisle seat, so nobody's head was in my way for watching the movie. But what I needed, God is able to do exceeding abundant above more than what you act or think. God is a real God. He's not a figment of my imagination. So what I stood in need, he went well above what I needed and took care of all of that. And I just thank and praise God for that. That's dealing with my house. And thank and praise God, I'm still in my house today. Hello, somebody. And they could not take away what God had blessed me with. Hello, somebody. Just a brief, I heard somebody talking about an accident that should have happened. This year, praise God, I remember I saw it when I got ready to take this left-hand turn. In the spirit, I saw my car hitting, going through the back seat of this man's car. Hello, somebody. But this was what it's called when God takes you out of the natural and puts you in a supernatural. I call it a gyros moment. I might not be pronouncing it correct. But it was a gyros moment where I was taken out of the natural, and it was almost unbelievable. But I experienced it, and it was just so amazing how instead of my car going, I saw it in the spirit going the back seat of his car, and his car went in some part of my car. So it was supposed to be an accident, but God said not so in the name of Jesus, and the angels was on their guard duty. Glory be to God. He'll give his angels to help take care of you. Hello, somebody. So I thank and praise God for that. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God how he kept my daughter when that car backed into my car was parked getting some water at the well, and my daughter was putting water in the trunk of the car, and that car backed into her. And her knee was braced on my car, but he backed into that car like it was a agenda. You know, the enemy always has some traps, plots, and schemes, but I thank and praise God that that was rendered null. But she hit that, she went all the way back, straight down back, and it was on concrete, and somebody ran over there to help and so forth. But thank and praise God, she didn't crack her skull. She's still alive, and she was just released from the therapy this past week, so thank and praise God for that. But I thank and praise God for every good and perfect thing that he does for us, so many more things that God has done, and I just thank and praise God. I can't count how many times we've been on the highway and traveling to and from, and somebody act like they want to come over, and my prayer is, God, keep people on their appropriate size of the highway while we travel. Let angels be at camp. Go before us to keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. I trust God. Praise God. And he loves us so much that he works situations out for us. When I was in the military, this is the last one, I'm going to leave that alone. Praise God. I was in the military, praise God, and I remember I was jogging. It was PT early in the morning, old dark 30, and going around the fence, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, I'm going to promote you this year. I said, oh, you are? Thank you, Lord. I said, thank you, Lord, for promoting me this year. Clock is working. But anyway, I said, well, Lord, you know I've been waiting a long time for my promotion, so please make sure my sequence number is low. And just to let you know, and before I finished running PT that morning, the first sergeant come to me, LaFon, would you like to go to the Equal Opportunity School, I said, sure, I'll go. And I looked at that as a promotion because that was a blessing. And when I got to the school, I didn't even ask nobody to check the promotion list, but somebody worked in the promotion list thing, and they came back and they listed all the people who had came down on the promotion list, and the man called my name. I said, what? I didn't tell you to check my. He said, your name is on there, LaFon. And I said, well, what was my sequence number? You know what it was? 003. You can't get no better than that, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Give God praise. I thank and praise God for all that he's doing. I could go on and on and on. God is an awesome God. He's a wonderful God. I love God, and I thank and praise God. He loves me more, and he's yet working situations out for our good. He said all things work together for good. Some of them don't feel good, but guess what? God is working in our favor, and I thank and praise God. God, I love you. I bless you. I praise you. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for healing any agitation in my throat. I thank and praise you, Lord God, for touching our bodies, and I rebuke and bind up that respiratory disorder that's going around in the name of Jesus. I thank you for healing COVID conditions in Christ Jesus' name. I praise you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I honor you, Lord God. I give you the glory. I thank you for letting us see, to run on and see. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. There's an end coming, but not without you being on our side. I praise you, Lord God. I bless you, Lord God, for how you're working situations out for our families in Christ Jesus' name. And I'm praying for those that are yet lost, those that are, Lord God, can't do for themselves, and those, Lord God, that have been downtrodden, and those that are bereaved, Lord God, gotten so many funerals we had to go through this week. Jesus, have mercy, have mercy. And we pray for those that, Lord God, that have lost loved ones. We just lift up people everywhere. We thank and praise you for being the true and the living God. And we love you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you, Jesus. I thank you for yet sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. We thank you, Lord God. Bless my brothers and sisters, Minister BJ, praise God. All of those on this prayer line, Lord God, we love you. We thank you. We praise you. Thank you that, Lord God, you keep your angels in camp about us in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us, Lord God, for the new year ahead. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. And I thank you so much for this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. It's Pastor Bird. It was supposed to be vice versa, but I forgot I had switched it around. But in the meantime, we thank God for the order. Still yet it's good. At this time, receive none other than prophetess, and then we'll have Brother Black. And then Mr. Noon, if she hadn't got off the line yet. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, God, for saving me. God gave me Ecclesiastes 3 today. I just sort of meditated on that. And God said to me, Ecclesiastes 3:1, to everything there is a season and a time for every purpose, every purpose, every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to moan and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to lend and a time to sow, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. And God said to me that even in our lives, we all have seasons. But we have to remember one thing. It all depends on the purpose that God has in our lives. And we're going to all experience all of these purposes and all of these times in our lives, but God never changed. And he's always for us and not against us. I was just reminded in why everybody was talking of how good God is and his purpose for our lives. I remember when I first moved from Columbia here, I kept trying to get to Florida, but that wasn't where God wanted me. But I remember when I had to move, and I had this list of places to go look for to try to find me a home. And when me and my sister was driving, we decided that we were going to come and look at some houses, some apartments, because I had to have a place to live. I just had about 2 or 3 weeks that I had to be out of the place that I was at. And as I'm looking down, all of those addresses that I had put in my car, I couldn't find them. Couldn't find that one address except this one that was in the car. And I thought, God, what has happened to all of the other addresses? It's as if they just vanished, as if they disappeared. So we put the address in the GPS, and we're driving around, and the place that I went, people were still in the house. And so we're getting ready to move, so we went trying to look for an office building or something that we could go in, and they told us, well, you know, these are private. People own these, so there's not an office. But as we were driving and getting ready to leave out, we spotted a sign in the yard that says for rent. And it had a number on it. And we called the number, and the people that was renting the house actually was next door. And we met with them. They had just put the sign up the day before, and when I walked in, I knew that this was where I was supposed to be. So they brought us in, and we looked around, and I was able to rent the house. Now, I had made up in my mind when I moved, hallelujah, when I moved from Columbia that I was not going to buy another house. I didn't want the responsibility of a house. I just wanted to rent. And the woman said, you know, she wasn't coming back home because she was out of state. And she was going to be gone anywhere for 10, 20 years, whatever that was. And that, you know, I could stay here. So I thought, what a blessing. But then, because I've been here about 4 years now, but then she called about 3 years and said, I'm selling the house. And I thought, but you know when you feel something, I just thought, well, God, I felt like this is where I was supposed to be from the time I walked in. And I didn't want to buy another place, so I start looking for some place to live. And in the midst of that, I could not find a downstairs apartment anywhere. I would apply for them, and when I would go back, they had put somebody else in them. And then I thought, God, what is going on? And I began to pray and seek God as to what do I do now? My time is running out. And that was when God told me, you need to apply for the house that you, for the place that you're in, because I brought you here for a purpose. God always have a plan for us. He always have purpose for us. And a lot of times we wait, just like I did, last moment before I asked what his will was for me. And I had a struggle because the enemy tried to get in. But the bottom line was that I was able to buy the place and I'm in now. And when I think about his goodness and how sometimes God is closing doors that he don't want us to go in, and he's opening doors that he wants us to go through, that we got to remember that there's a purpose and a time for everything in our lives. And God is always on time. He's always on time. So I just think about the trial that I went through even with that, but how God intervened and worked in that situation. And I'm going to just have to go this early, and we all know how things was when I had vertigo. And I'm here by myself. Nobody's coming to see me. I'm telling people, you know, I'm going through this and I'm going through that. And one thing about me is I don't want to bother people. You know, if I tell you I can't get out of bed, I'm struggling, I don't think I need to tell you that you need to come see about me. I think that when I tell you I'm here by myself, I can't get out of the bed, I haven't had anything to eat for a couple of days, that you should volunteer and say, well, let me bring you something. But that didn't happen. And because I am, I'm just like that. I'm laying in bed hungry after 2 days, can't get up. And I just began to pray, and I think I told everybody how God gave me that just stand up. But I'm saying that to say this, that God will never leave nor forsake us. And God knew me. God knew that I wasn't able to do for myself. He knew that I wasn't able to get up. But he also knew I was stubborn. And so he intervened for me. God took care of me. So he's always for us and never against us. And he's all going to work it out for his purpose. God always got a plan for us. God just showed me there's a season in all our lives, but in that season, there's no wasted time with God. God is either trying to change us. He is bringing us to another place of changing, because we all can. Because see, sometimes what I think of being stubborn, sometimes God just wants me to ask for help. So I have to learn something through that situation of where I'm going. So I just thank God for, even in the midst of me being stubborn, even in the midst of everything that happened, that God still worked everything out in my behalf. And I'm just going to move to Christmas Day. My niece had invited me to a Christmas breakfast. And I used to work nights, and I had been taking sleeping pills. About 22 years now, because I wasn't able to sleep. And I decided maybe a month or so ago, I'm not taking any more sleeping pills. I'm just, my body got to conform. It got to conform to this time. So I've been where I can't sleep. It might be 5 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock in the morning before I get to sleep at night. So I sleep late during the day. And so the Christmas breakfast was at 10 o'clock. And I said, you know, I just can't get up. I can't get up and get dressed and be out of here and get to where I need to go by 10 o'clock. So I declined and said, you know, I'm just not going to go. But it's Christmas. I'm here by myself. And you know how it is when you got those season, holiday seasons, and you're just sitting around and nobody to talk to. But I decided I was going to call my sister. And her granddaughter had came home for Christmas that was out of town, and she answered the phone. And when I start talking to her, she said, well, I'm at Granny's and I'm cooking dinner. And I said, oh, for real? She said, yeah, I'm cooking dinner. And so I, talking to my sister, she said, well, my other two sisters was invited. They're coming. And she says, well, why don't you come? And it's about 20, 30 minutes away. And I said, oh, I might. So when we hung up, I just heard God say to me, you need to get up and get out of this house. So I got up, got dressed, and went to have dinner with my family. That was a blessing from God. Enjoyed myself. Got out of here. Everything that concerns us concerns God. That's just the kind of God that we serve. And we can believe that situations sometimes happen in our lives to change us. Because sometimes we just get in a rut. We like who we are, and we don't want to change, but God wants to change us. And God was just saying for me today, it's a new season. It's a new season. And we're always going from one season to another season to another season. And we have to change with each season in our lives. Because last year I went through that season of losing a lot of people in my life. Just a lot of people died in my family last year. But it was the season in my life for that. And we have to realize, and I'm just saying this, that whatever season you're in now, whatever we are going for, it's just a season. It comes to change. Because I know that, you know, this has been the coldest winter now that I can remember since I was a child. Because the season have changed. And it's not only in the natural, but it's also in the spiritual realm. So I just thank God for all of his blessings. I just thank God for interfering. I just thank God for change. I thank God for blessing. I thank God for just working in my life. So we got to know that whatever season we're in today, it's all about the purposes of God. So that's just my testimony of his goodness, his grace, his mercy, and his love towards us. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to say praise God for his goodness and glory. Just for all that he's been doing and continues to do in each and every one of our lives and my life. Thank God for the service on tonight. I thank and praise God for all the testimonies that I've been hearing. Just amazing. Thank God for even what Pastor God Mama Bird was just saying just a moment ago. So I was thinking about some of the testimonies that I have, and I've quite a few I probably have already shared, but I'll just say a few that, you know, just giving God glory again, and, you know, it's this time of season when you do kind of just look back and even before Pastor Hubbard had mentioned testimony service for tonight, there were already some things that was kind of going through my mind. And so one of the things I kept thinking about is God is a keeper. And Psalms 121, of course, talks about that in 5-8. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And it's amazing how you can think back on the goodness of God and everything that he's done and how he's kept you, even in the times where, you know, things happen so quickly that you don't even realize until the, you know, it's past. Like, that was God, that he just kept me. And one of the first things that came across my mind back here a couple weeks ago or so was, Mommy could probably, Pastor Hubbard could probably tell the story better than I can. I just remember we were in Columbia, South Carolina at the time, and right in front of Midland Tech. I don't remember exactly what happened, but some piece of the car, I don't know if it was a converter or what, but anyway, there was a piece of the car that fell out from up under the vehicle while she was driving, and so she had to immediately get into, thank God, the median, which was clear. But with everything that had happened and, you know, we're like, okay, what was that noise? What is taking place? What's going on? She got out of the car, of course, before me to check. And without even thinking, I promise you, it seemed like I had looked and I didn't see any vehicle coming and I opened the door. But before I could even respond or think or what have you, it was like, close the door. And I closed the door immediately. And as soon as I shut the door, all of a sudden I just see the white part of the truck go by, and it was an 18-wheeler, just zoom, I mean, super fast. And all I could think was, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. You know, thank you, Jesus. So, you know, something that would have been just simple as getting out and checking the car, I could have just died that day in front of my mother in the most horrible, tragic way that I can think of. And I just thank and praise God for, you know, keeping me during, even in the midst of that, not even knowing that there was danger at that moment in that second, but just had my spirit to quicken that, no, get back in the, you know, shut the door, get back in the car, or I don't even know if I got my leg even out, but to close the door right away. So I just thank and praise God for that. And just thinking about it, listening to all the different testimonies, when I was in the military, I got hurt in basic training, and I had already been training and everything, trying to make sure, you know, that I could run and keep a pace and making sure that, you know, my stretches weren't so long, because I was already thinking about the fact that, what if someone else's legs are longer than mine? What if someone else's legs are shorter than mine? So I have to keep this pace. But then was also just trying to, you know, build my stamina up. So I just knew, okay, I'm ready for basic training, and I'm going to be ready for the military and do, you know, whatever it is that I need to do to accomplish, you know, other goals that I had in mind before I went in. And I remember being there, and my PI, we were having like a sit-down moment. This is when, you know, everyone can just speak casually or what have you. And he was pointing out different ones in the room, saying, "Oh, this about you and that about you." And when he got to me, he was like, "Emron Burgess," he said, "you're going to go far in the military. You're going to do very well." He said, "The only thing that's going to cause problems for you is either you're going to do something really, really stupid and get kicked out, which I don't see, or you're going to mess around and get hurt." And I'm sitting there, legs crossed, and I'm looking at him. I'm like, Senior Emma Claire, that's not going to happen. Neither one of those is going to happen. But I was like, okay, you know, feeling good at least, you know, to see my potential that I'm, you know, I'll be a great, you know, soldier. And it couldn't have been more than a couple of days later. We had to do our PT run, and this is the one that really counts, you know, whether you're going to be able to graduate or not. And so doing that, I kept pace. I did everything I was supposed to do. Then in the last run, that's when you can break rank, you know, and just go ahead and finish out the run, you know, so you can finish within your time. And I did that. And, I mean, I was tired. I was running out of energy. But then I saw my mark, and I pressed a little bit longer. I heard everyone cheering. And then all of a sudden, it sounded like a dry branch just broke from up underneath. And once I made the mark, all I remember is the mark and blue skies, and next thing I know, I was on the ground. I didn't care. I was just, like, so happy, and I was crying. And now, you know, everyone had finished, and it was like, okay, you know, let's get ready to go. Let's get off the field. And I realized I can't stand. Like, I can't get up. Like, what's going on? So they got me up. I went down to the infirmary, I think is what they called it at the time, and he was like, oh, okay, so your knee, you know, is swollen, you know, you probably just sprained your knee, put some ACE bandages on it, sent me back up. A few days later, it's just really, really painful, and I'm like, CM and Claire, I'm sorry, sir, but I think I need to go to the ER. I need to find out what's going on. So they scheduled me a doctor's appointment. At that time, I had to supposed to walk or march to the doctor's office, which is really, really far from the barracks. And it got to the last, probably, I don't know, quarter of a mile or so. I was like, nope, there's a bus right here. I'm going to catch this bus. I'll, you know, get there that way, and hopefully nobody will see that I rode the bus. So I get into the doctor's office, and they do the, what is the medicine that you take is it CT scan, MR scan, something. I can't remember now what it's called, but you have to take this medication and it, you know, shows all the white spots. So I'm laying there on the table and I see the doctor looking at the screen and I'm like confused. And so I'm like, you know, what's going on? Like, what are we waiting for? And he says, he looks at me, he looks back at the screen, looks at me. And he says, do you know what's going on? And I said, not really. I know they've had me to take the medication, and so it can show you, I guess, you know, where the issues are in my legs or something, like the back. And he's like, yeah. So what it's going to do is show us where all the cracks are. And we'll know that for all the areas that turn white. And I said, okay. But then I look back at the screen. The entire monitor is white. So I'm like, and he's like, how did, and matter of fact, I think even before he said that, he asked me, well, how did you get here? And I remember having heart palpitations, and I was like, excuse me, what? And my heart just started thumping. He's like, how did you get here? And I was like, oh, God, I can't lie. So I said, well, most of the way, I did walk most of the way. I said, but, you know, it started hurting so bad, and I had to go up a hill, and so I had to catch the bus. I said, other than that, I wouldn't have done it. And I'm thinking, oh, Lord, I'm going to get written up. And he was like, so you walked? Nobody rolled you in, nothing like that. You walked. And I said, yes. I said, I couldn't march. I said, but I definitely walked. And he was like, okay. And that's when he explained about the medication. He's like, the whole screen's white. And I'm like, oh, what does that mean? He's like, well, one, you shouldn't have been able to walk, crawl, walk or run or do anything. He's like, I don't understand. With everything that I'm seeing here, you shouldn't even be able to stand. Talk about walking. And you walk from where? And I told him where, and I'm like, oh, my God. So they talked about putting me on bed rest for remaining of the training. And I'm like, oh, no, that means I got to start all over again. And this happened on the third week of the third day of basic training. So all of you who've been in the military or know anything about the military, basic training, depending on what branch of service you're in, is easy 6, 8, or more, 6, I don't know if it goes past 8 weeks, but 6 to 8 weeks. And I'm in the third week. And I was like, no, I cannot start over and do this all over again or even start from the third week. And so I said, no, I'll keep going. You know, you just tell me what I need to do, and I'll make sure that I do that, and, you know, I'll keep going. And he was like, okay, well, from now on, all you can do is walk. You can't do heel-toe march. When you're not, you know, doing PT, I need your legs up. you know, you have to take the medication. I was like, okay, fine, whatever I have to do. And I did suffer for a while, you know, doing that. But I just thank and praise God that, one, I got through the basic training. I was able, you know, to go on a little further with my thoughts and plans, at least for another couple years. I ended up having to have a medical discharge. But just being able to walk, and at one point, it was so bad for a long time, I will walk like a baby, you know, just taking little baby steps. And I thank and praise God now I can just, I mean, I gained a lot of weight because I couldn't do a lot of the exercises and things that I would normally do. But I thank and praise God that I'm able to walk, just have a normal walk. Running is kind of out of the question, except one time when my son was being, he thought was being attacked by a dog. Now, that mommy adrenaline kicked in, and I ran that day, praise God. But I just thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God for a time, it was the Christmas holidays, we wanted to get home back to North Carolina to visit with the family, and we ended up in a really bad snow blizzard that don't normally take place in in Oklahoma in the way that it did. And I had to use the restroom, and I needed to pick up some Capri Suns that we could have on the in the car for the kids, because we knew we had at least a 15-hour drive. And we only probably got maybe 2 hours out of town, if that far, and ran into Walmart, got the Capri Suns, decided I need to go to the restroom, and the floor, no sign, and the floor was wet. And all of a sudden, my legs just slipped out from up under me, and I slammed my back on the ground, on the floor. And I couldn't believe it. I was like, I can't believe I fell down. Like, I couldn't really believe, like, did I just fall? And no one came to my rescue. No one tried to help. And, of course, you know, I'm embarrassed. So I get up. And, of course, you know, they're like, well, because no one, yeah, I had no witness that I fell. I didn't call for help for someone to come get me off the floor or whatever. So, of course, you know, that ended up being negated of being able to talk to Walmart about anything. But I was just so happy, even though I ended up with back spasms and all that, God blessed me that I didn't hit my head. I didn't crack it open. So, he kept me, and it could have been so much worse, but God still kept me in the midst of that. Another testimony that I want to give, I remember this particular morning was getting ready for the church we were going to at the time, the service was at 3 o'clock. So I had gotten up that morning and started cleaning the house and getting things ready for service, and I decided to go into the kids' room. And I may have shared this testimony once before. And I decided to go in the kids' room and clean up in there. And once I finished, I said, oh, let me just lay down and take a nap before service. Everything is done. Clothes are ready, all of that. And so as I was laying down, I just kept hearing, it is well. It is well. And I said, yes, Lord, it is well. I thank God for, you know, and I believe God for whatever it is that's taking place. You know, I'm thinking one thing, you know, you're already going through certain issues. And so that what was coming to my mind is, you know, God's got us, it is well. And then by the time I got to service, it was like deliver the word of God in service. So I did. And it just, oh, man, I tell you, the Holy Spirit, service was already a little bit high as it is during praise and worship. And by that time, gave that word. And, man, it just really hit. Dropped in our spirits, and it just seemed like we went up to a higher level. So I thought that was it. I really thought that was it. I can't remember right now in speaking, was it that day or the next day? I want to say it was the next day. All of a sudden, I started going through with the worst headache. I have never felt a headache like that before. And this went on for an entire month. I'm going to try to shorten this a little bit. I don't know how long I've talked already.
Amen.
This went on for about a time. Oh, okay. And I just thank God we found out it was mold allergy, and the Lord blessed for that to be taken care of and be healed from that. It's the best way I can wrap it up.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God, everybody. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Soon to be. I just thinking, praise God for all the testimonies. Everybody, I was like, wow. It was just so awesome. And thank God for the lady of the prayer line. Amen. Woman of God. Amen. Proven. Amen. Pastor Hubbard. And I just thank God for all the testimonies of standing on the word of God. And God will come through every time, and nobody can tell one that God isn't real, that he doesn't answer prayers. And just the testimonies of the miracle working power of God, and just God speaking and giving the word, amen, in season, out of season, in visions, and God talking to his people, past, present, and future. Just thank God for the things, even though many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers us out of us all. We know that the angels of the Lord was there. We know that the hand of the Lord is on our life, that the blood is covering us, that we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that we are in him. We are the branches. We are in him, and his word is in us. And we just thank you for his Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us. And we thank you that we are in God with Christ. And I just thank God for that. Amen. I thought of a couple of testimonies, but Father, we just thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, God. Wow. Sees us through, God, from the past, present, and future, God. Your goodness reigns supreme, God. You are good. You are God. You are love. And we just thank you that we are the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just thank you for this time. I thought about testimonies. I did like 22 years in and out of the penitentiary. In all the 22 years plus, God just kept me in jail, out of jail, no matter what I went through, fighting in the streets. He kept me. He kept me. Even when I did things that I knew I couldn't get out of it, he made a way out of no way. Even when times of incarceration, I walk into the bathroom and God said, you want to go home? Yeah, Lord. He'll say, praise me. And I'll just praise him and leave within 14 days or less. He did that to me 3 times in Connecticut and 1 time in Virginia Beach. When he spoke the same thing in Virginia Beach, I knew this still soft voice, and I began to praise him and left in 14 days just having probation. But I just thank God. I know I'll say about five months ago, my brother left my house. And that particular day, I was using the garbage disposal. And it started acting up, tink, tink, clink, clink, and just making all that noise. I said, Lord, I need that garbage disposal. I said, my brother's not here to fix it. My brother's not here anymore to fix it. You the man of the house. I need you to fix it. 10 minutes later, I cut it on. It was running so smooth. And I haven't, since 5 months ago up to now, I haven't had a problem. I said, thank you, Lord. I mean, it was rattling like it was raggedy. But he fixed it. And I haven't had a problem since. And one other thing I do like to share is that yesterday my family came over for Christmas dinner. And I tell you, I had a Rachel Ray pot set I ordered. They said it was a 15-piece. They sent me an 11-piece. But for $180, I sent it back. I said, I don't want it. And my brother wound up buying me a pot set better than Rachel Ray. And it was a 12-piece. And then he gave me $400 in cash in my Christmas card. I was like, wow, she never did nothing like that before, you know. And I just, all the bridges in my life were mended. My relationships with every single family member, it was like, ain't no complaining and forget the past. Let's rejoice and move in the future, towards the future. My son, my daughter-in-law came over and the grandbaby. And my mother and two sisters in Georgia sent a couple of boxes for the grandbaby. They had so many different things that, you know, women, when you take time to pick out things that you like or for your loved ones and things like that, it's a meaningful. And they got some of the best brand baby stuff. Wow. I mean, they were just naming the stuff, and I was like, wow, that's so awesome. And my older sister said, yeah, but we had to stop ourselves. So I bless the Lord for you are. Those are my testimonies. My bridges are mended. And God is good. He's good. And I just thank God for you all and for a purpose, a season under the sun. There's a purpose behind everything. I love that so much because there's a purpose why we go through. There's a purpose each day. Each hour, each minute, God knows. Awesome. I just thank God. Amen.
Praise God. Powerful testimonies we're hearing tonight. We're going to have one more, and I'll see how much time we have, whether my sister gets these next 10 minutes, whether we still have time enough for me to say anything. If not, I am truly blessed by everything I've heard because I know it's ordained of God. And when people listen back later, we believe in that they'll be inspired and know our God is still doing great and mighty things. Sister Rachel. You're not there? Sister Rachel, you're not there?
I'm here. I was trying to make sure you was calling my name. I couldn't hardly hear. If I was making some kind of noise, I'm sorry. Praise the Lord, everybody. I thank God for every testimony that's went forth. Thank God for Pastor BJ, for everything that she's just instilled on the inside of me, the love of God. Teach me about the word of God. I thank God for every one of y'all that kept me up in prayer and keep me in prayer. I thank God for how he's healed my body, how he's made deaf doors stand back and behave. I know him to be that he is, for over helping me to overcome, healing my body from upper respiratory infection. And they said I had the flu on top of it. God, I thank you. I couldn't even get up out of my bed. All I could do was lay there and call on Jesus. I couldn't move for myself, but I knew how to call on Jesus. He took me through it all. He gave me strength to following day to get up. I was able to get up and sit up on the side of the bed, and I just began to talk to him, just calling on him, thanking him. The more I thanked him, the more strength came into my body. Then I was able to wash up. I said, God, I thank you. We forget how much, so much little things mean until you start to lose it, when you can't even move for yourself. And you've never been in that situation. You don't know how that feels. But God, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. I thank him for my breath, being able to breathe, because I couldn't even hardly breathe. Felt like my last breath was going to be my last one. But God, I thank you, Holy Ghost Spirit. I thank you, Jesus, how you took care of me, Lord. I love you, Lord. I adore you, God. Lord, I thank you for moving them 7 heart blockages. God, I thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for straightening up my body from the stroke, God. I didn't have to spend a day in the hospital, God. God, I thank you for knowing who you are, God, that you are, that you are, that you are. You are great, big, everything. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. Your word is true, God, and I'm standing on it, Lord. I'm unremovable, God. I just want you to keep on using me, God, because I'm your vessel, God, and I want to be used by you, God. Give me what to say, God, when to say it, God. God, I'll do it, God. That's my vow to the Lord, because I just want to be pleasing in his eyesight. I just give him the glory, y'all. I just thank him for how he took care of my daughter when she had the upper respiratory infection, God. Lord, I thank you for how you taking care of her, God, even though she says she's having a little bit of more breathing problem. But I know that's not too hard for the Lord. He's going to bring her all the way out. God, I believe and I thank you, God. And I thank you for not letting now one of the grandchildren in the house get sick, God. God, I give you the honor. I give you the praise, God. Lord, I thank you for letting us see another Christmas, God. God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for being our shepherd, and we shall not want. God, I thank you. We weren't waiting for a thing, God. You provided. You provided food. You provided shelter. God, I'm thankful. I'm grateful in the state that you have me in, God. God, I am so grateful. Oh, I can't praise you enough because of you. You're so good to me, God. You're so, you're so good. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And I thank God for this, for he's going to allow us to see another new year. And Father, I thank you, God. Whatever we face, God, if we could just hold on to you tight, hold on to what you say, God. You're going to take us through, God. God, I know without a doubt in my mind that you are going to do it, God. You're going to do just what you say you're going to do, Father. And I trust you, Lord. I love you, God. Amen and amen, y'all. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mm. Thank you, Lord. Mm.
The Lord, we're also going to let Laura say a couple of minutes. Praise God. So my sister already, she didn't use the whole 10 minutes, so. Laura, Sister Laura, you have anything you want to share with about the miracles of God?
Praise the Lord, everybody. I just thank God for healing my body. And I know I'm going to have a total, complete healing. And I bind all false symptoms in Jesus' name. I am so grateful to God for everyone, all the prayer warriors. I'm so grateful for you allowing God to use y'all. And I thank God how he took care of me as I was driving, and I drove myself to the hospital, and I would fall asleep at the wheel. And the Lord woke me up. I didn't hit nobody. I said, God, I thank you. I didn't run into nobody. I said, God, I thank you. And I would wake up, and I would be going off the road now, and I said, Lord, Jesus, help me. And I know it was a trick of the enemy. I know it without a shadow of a doubt, because just as soon as mama would drive, I'm wide awake. But when I get under that wheel, I just go to sleep, and the Lord will wake me up. Or somebody put on brakes, he would wake me up just in time so I can put on my brakes, and I thank God for that. Amen.
Amen. Is that a condition, or that just happened during the time you got sick?
When I got sick.
Oh, okay. Praise God. Because I'm getting ready to say if that's a condition, we need to see the doctor, but we'll bind that up and curse and counsel that assignment, that there won't be no reoccurrences. But we thank God for you. Amen. Let me see how many minutes we have, because just in case anyone has a... So we got 6 minutes before we need to get ready to close. Praise God. But I give God praise and glory for all the testimonies and what God has done this night. For bless the Lord for the word that has came forth. It's so many things I can even think about myself tonight about the blessing of the Lord. So I'll probably just take about 3 minutes, so just in case it is somebody that's really in need of prayer that we can pray for. But
Pastor?
Yes.
I forgot about one great testimony that I just got this week, y'all.
Okay, go ahead.
My eyes, I went to the eye specialist and supply. Dr. Price says, I have 20/20 vision, and was it 16? And seen lower eye pressures when it used to be higher than that in 30s and 20s and on up?
Yeah.
Look what God is doing.
Well,
God, I thank you.
To God be the glory. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. Like I said, I thank God for all the testimonies and everyone yielding to the Spirit and what God has blessed. We had somebody else that was on the line. But anyway, I bless the Lord, as I said, for the testimonies that God has blessed for tonight, for to hear, and how God moved within it. I'll just hear myself. I saw another elder on the phone this evening. In case you wanted to say something, the lines were open, but they should have dropped off. But anyway, so many things to testify of God's goodness and how he done moved in life and what I want to look back and think about, even like so many ones were talking about the cars and accidents, how God has blessed. I remember riding down the road. I can't remember what was, remember what state we was in, but what city we were going to, me and a mate many years ago, and how my head was laying in his lap, and he was driving. Next thing you know, I heard this rumbling, and we were going across the road, and it ended up in a ditch. It was nobody but God for saving our lives. And in the meantime, I've testified before, too, also, about when we was in Germany on the Autobahn, and how, glory to God, we were riding. The sister was getting ready to go in fifth gear. She already was in fourth, and then this car came facing us off. The others came across the medium facing us, and all we could do was holler, Jesus. In that time, she took her hand off the wheel. So we know what could have happened then, but the car flipped over. It went across the road, hit it, and back, became back cross, and went whatever like this, but it didn't ever hit us, nobody but God, especially even at that speed. If anybody knows about Germany, you were up in the hundreds of some clicks or whatever. But God, God bless. I remember with my two girls and whatever, both of them are miracles, because one of them, glory to God, the placenta was coming first. It was built too small, and come to find out, they had about three doctors in the room, about five nurses. They had to wheel me down the hall, and glory to God, come to find out every time she would ever have a heartbeat, didn't have no problems all through the pregnancy until time for the delivery. And come to find out, they found out I was built too small, and the placenta was coming. So wheeling down the hall, and God bless. I can't remember but 7 days out of the 10 days, but thank God. I'm hearing other things that it was a choice had to be made for my husband or between the two of us, but God is good. Have a purpose for them. The next baby and go out, I had problems in the 8 years later. But later on, I'm having that baby and was end up giving me, had an upper dermis. And then when they got ready to do the surgery that afternoon, first, I had to have an anesthesia test, and then it was at Fort Jackson. Then after they found out that was clear, it went on the surgery. And then when he was doing the surgery, I can feel the knife as he was cutting me open. And I was saying, I can feel you cutting me. So the anesthesia must have got too, all of them must have got nervous, because I was paralyzed from that 3-something that afternoon all the way up until, and I watched that clock all the way up until 3-something in the morning. Finally fell asleep by 8 o'clock. You know, everything was operational in the body, but I remember first hour, she was saying she should have been feeling something by now, but I never felt anything the whole time. Only I was paralyzed from my breast all the way down to my feet at that time. But nevertheless, God is good. He had a purpose for them, purpose for me. And in the meantime, we thank God, glory to God of time. So when we were in Greensboro, and Alicia, come Lee was in high school, in school, and me and Alicia were working at that time, out of the military then. We were working at Sears at a call center, which was only temporary. We only been there probably about, I don't even know, we were there 2 months. The friends that was already there, they had came in from Germany, and they was in Greensboro. We end up, looking at these apartments. They'll get ready to move. And also, we had to have an apartment, too. And so they had a new phase, brand-new apartment, and whatever. Nobody never lived in it. Still building another phase. And they were going to get a 3-bedroom apartment. No, 2-bedroom. And we were saying, well, we probably couldn't even get anything because we end up just got to the got there. We were new in the city, hadn't even been on a job but a couple of months, you know, temporary job at that, temporary service we were working for. And I remember me and her, we walked away, drove away and said, we're going to go pray, me and Alicia. And so when we were praying, we had our seatbelts on. And while we were praying, the Lord said, take the seatbelts off. When he was saying, take the seatbelts off, stop restricting him and by faith. We went back to the office. We got signed up for the new apartment. And I can't remember, our deposit had to be small. It was supposed to be more than what it was. But we had made the money for the deposit. We are new in the city. That didn't stop. And then God just blessed, opened the door. We were able to get the 3-bedroom apartment on the first floor, brand new and whatever, and only been on in the city a couple of months and only been on the job just that time. It's either a month and a half or two. It's other things that God has done in the healings and the deliverance and whatever. So right now, since everybody has said theirs, it's end of the night and whatever, I'm not going to go any further in that, but I thank God, glory to God, for all the blessed plans that he has done and moved, and even recently when the second time with his throat, glory to God, with his thyroid and what about this, and they was looking to find out whether it was cancerous or not. Thank God for all the prayers, spoken word, and whatever like this. The growth is there. We're believing for it to diminish, but we have prayed and God blessed through all of you, God's blessing, that there is no, you know, there's nothing there for his cancerous and whatever, it's benign. So we just thank God and so forth for all of it. Thank God for keeping and blessing our children. We can all talk about the healings and all kind of miraculous other things God's done, but we just bless the Lord tonight for what my ears have heard and the miracles and greater things yet God has done and has been talked about and spoken about. And we thanking God for this greater things yet to come. We continue to speak life, health, and wholeness, and wisdom and anointing. Glory to God to carry out what God has said with obedience. And not just hear the word, but obey it, leaving these things behind that cause us to be stumbling over some stuff, that we'll be stronger in the Lord with a determination, glory to God, and also move in the flow of the seasons and the times that God has wanted to bless us and take us into, that we will be used for his glory, and we'll be in a way that, glory, I will not let ourselves or people or things or circumstances or situation dictate to us to manipulate us and cause us to be in a place of hypocritical, nonchalant, or disobedient, or rebellious, or stubborn, glory to God, or fearful, or fretful about what is God for us to come, because he's already prepared us, gave us a word. But there's some things that we'll have to go through in life. Some of it is God for his glory, some of it because his flesh got to die. Other things, over to God, is just for him to show himself strong in the earth. But we got to walk in the love of truth and faith and obedience to that he says, and continue to pray one for another and lift each other up and build each other up and glory to God and stand on what God's word says, because we got to walk by faith and not by sight, because that will trip us up and cause us to lose out on our blessing or cause it to be delayed. And sometimes even when God tells us something, a delay is not a denial, but we got to do it God's way. But thank God for his mercy and grace and the power of forgiveness in Jesus' name. Right now, if there's any prayer requests, we would like to take those now, and if there is something, regardless of whether some of it still records later, even after the time's up, but whether it's not, the main thing is being in the atmosphere, whether something is recorded or not. So if there is any prayer request, we want to take that as we prepare to go into this new year. Glory to God, and bless God for what he's already doing, and even for those that are hurting and grief and going through challenging times. But so and still have a spirit of worship and praise to give God his glory and his honor. Amen. Anyone else, glory to God, to have that request, we want to take it now and agree.
Yeah, Robert.
Not to move.
I would like that I go into this new year just focus on Jesus, spirit, soul, and body.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Anyone else besides Minister Black, we can take them all, and then we can go ahead and then move forward. That's his special request, and that's definitely not. I've been praying it for a while, and for his flesh.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I just asked that pray for Teresa. She went to the kitten thing in Charleston the other day. Thank God that, you know, everything went all right except she got to lose 25 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So just waiting on that. Thank
okay.
God. And thank God that everything was, that they got there safer today. That they likely got an accident, but thank God for the angels being around them as they were traveling on the highway. Because the Lord had dealt with me to pray for them before they left. And then they got on the way they prayed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So thank God for y'all prayer, each and every one of y'all. So just ask y'all to pray for that situation that she can get that weight off.
Oh, I believe she is. That's probably her motivation, even looking at what what she's looking forward to achieve very soon. And just like she lost weight before, I'm believing God that is going to be just a motivation, and we're going to believe God that it happens very soon.
Amen. Thank you.
Anyone else? Well, Father, we thank you tonight and give you glory and praise. You heard the request of Brother Black, but that should be all of our requests for, as I've been praying and saying earlier and been saying up until coming into the end of the year, that we're be focused and be obedient and have an ear to hear and crucify this flesh and be determined no matter what the situation, circumstances dictate to us, that God, your will being done as we continue to seek your face. So I'm praying, God, you continue to bless your servant to be encouraged, bind up anything to try to attach itself, glory that to him, to try to distract or distort things, glory that in the name of Jesus. I pray of determination, of motivation, glory to God, with no hesitation or no reservation, no procrastination, but his heart, glory to God, is a heart after you, and he don't have a faint hearted. So we come against any obstacles and challenges, glory to God, that would try to divert him off path. So I'm thanking you, Lord God, for his strength, for his courage, praying, glory to God, that you're blessed to put people in his path that are going to celebrate Jesus and celebrate him, not tolerate him, but coming together, glory to God, motivation, glory to God, to accomplish the mission that God has assigned to his hand. Keep him healthy and whole. God bless his family as well. In the name of Jesus. We pray for Mother McCormick's daughter, Teresa. Thank God for the word, glory to God, that came forth from Charleston, that for her to come down and to be able to get evaluated, whatever they need to process, glory to get her prepared for her kidney. We thank you, Lord, for the protection on the road, the highway for her and her sister there and back. Thank you, God, for what their ears have heard. Thank you, Lord God. That's all that's got to be concerned about is the weight, even like we know for some it drops off fast and for some it doesn't. But nevertheless, I thank God for this, the motivation of knowing, glory to God, that she's soon to receive it, that God, she will be inspired and encouraged, and she'll not be depressed trying to get it. She won't be stressed trying to get it done. She won't be to a point, glory to God, beating on herself trying to get it done. But God, I'm going to rest in you, rest in your what your word says, and thank you for the opportunity, and God, for what you're about to do for me. So God, I'm praying that every day that she'll be encouraged and be blessed, and God, even for her motivation with her husband, her baby, or her mom, or whatever, through the power of prayer, and even for those, glory to God, that would join with her in whatever exercise or whatever she's doing, God, I pray, glory to God, that she'll do it in a healthy way and that she continue, glory to God, on that journey. And not only that, for some of us that need it in, glory to God, and now not because of that, but other reasons, for our health reasons, that God will be blessed and continue, glory to God, to find out from you our own strategy of trying to get, glory to God, our bodies more healthy. And for those, glory to God, that like myself and others that may even have a problem with obesity, and others may need it not only for that, but even for a healthy reason in what other ways they may need it. God, even from our children as well, because we have a lot of children that's right now that's obese and not having health, because all the thing is the little box to play games on it, or watching TV or the internet or the phones or whatever. So I'm praying more even healthy and even in our youth, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, so we just bless you for all that you do. Pray for Mother McCormick. You continue to bless her. And we bind that satanic voice of the enemy that keep coming to bother her throat. We curse that work right now, because she will speak. She will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. She will not, glory to God, be hung up with, cannot breathe, or have these incidents keep reoccurring. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, if there's something you want to reveal, glory to God, until concerning that, then God, you reveal. If it's something that she need to have checked for her throat, then God, you put it in her spirit. But we take authority either way. We believe in you for the divine healing, that this will not be a continuous occurrence. In the name of Jesus, we speak, glory to God, that throat will be opened up,
glory to God, and it will operate even for her breathing or whatever else, glory to God, is going on in that esophagus or whatever is going on, glory to God, in her throat in whatever way. We plead the blood of Jesus against anything that's contrary to the will of God and how he operate, how that body's supposed to operate. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for her having the power of prayer, the word, the anointing, and the Holy Spirit in her to know what to do and how to do and to stand firm on God's word. So we bless you. Bless her whole family. Bless, glory to God, every prayer warrior on this line. Bless, glory to God, the hearers and glory to God and the doers. Pray, glory to God, that you are blessed. We pray you cover all of us under the blood. Bind up every satanic voice of the enemy to bring confusion or chaos or untimely death, sickness or disease, or bringing any COVID or respiratory problems or any incidents or accidents. We plead the blood of Jesus and bind Satan up in all his little claw horse and loosen from Mr. Simon. We plead the blood of Jesus against confusion, every setup and trap and plot he'll try to bring, glory to God, a scheme to bring anything up against us with our family or with, glory, our neighbors or on the jobs or glory in the neighborhood or either on the road or either his road rages or any other kind of stuff he pulling out. We plead the blood that we would be covered out of the blood and angels being in camp and wisdom and discernment how to go in and how to come out without fear and fretfulness, but being, glory to God, alert in the spirit, glory, being sober and being in a place of submission and obedience to the Spirit of the Lord. You said when we submit ourselves to the Lord, resist the devil, he's going to flee. We thank you, Lord God, that we can call upon your name in faith and confidence and know that you're going to answer. Help us, God, to let you order our steps, because you said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and not to lean to the left or the right, glory to God, but stay in the path of the straight and narrow. Glory to God, and lay aside every sin and every weight that's so easily beset us, and let us not be a people of perpetrating. Glory to God, saying one thing and doing another and denying and justifying why we did this because somebody did that and what they hadn't did this. God is not going to be looking at, glory to God, what somebody, other person did. He's going to cause us to be accountable for what we do. And if we're going to trust him through our healing, trust him, glory to God, for deliverance, trust him for salvation, trust him for him being our protector, trust him, glory to God, when we're lonely, trust him, glory to God, when we're frustrated, trust him, glory to God, to help us, glory to God, with whatever the situation is. Your word right there, glory to God, make us accountable. Your word right there, give us guidance. Your word, glory to God, will bring truth, glory to God, so sanctify us with your word, God, in the name of Jesus, and help us, glory to God, to be helpers one to another, giving us wisdom how to go in and how to come out, wisdom what to embrace and not to embrace, what to hold and what to fold and what to let go, in the name of Jesus, and help us to know that we can't put new wine in old wineskins. It's time now as we're coming into the new year, glory to God, the things that even we went through or things that we did, glory to God, then you want to take us to another level. Help us to know we got to be open, glory to God, to flow with your anointing and not try to be restricted of what, glory to God, how you used to move. If you want to do a new thing in us, we got to be open and release, glory to God, you to be able to do so. You are gentlemen. You are not bound, glory to God, have us bound up, glory to God, that we are robots and whatever. We've got to be willing and obedient, and you said we'll eat the good of the land. So, God, I thank you for the focus and refocusing. Thank you for the revival. Thank you, Lord God, not only for the land, but even individually, for to get to a place and let you revive us. And pray, glory to God, for resurrection power, for things that need to be resurrected of your anointing, that we, glory to God, have released and let go because of trials and tribulation, but to let those things that were lying dormant, that are anointing, glory to God, and even open for to be here, the new things that you want to do, and willing to go forth and press and pursue to receive. God, we just bless you today for teaching us more and more. We know some things we do have to wait on, but we got to trust you while we're waiting, but still be about the Father's business, because we can only work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. So we speak in life and a determination to walk in the light in the name of Jesus. So we bind Satan up in all of the cords, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme, untimely death, sickness, and disease, everything that even trying to duke over to God, and even for heartache and disappointment. We plead the blood of Jesus. You said you came to battle the broken heart and set the captive free. Help us not to keep mourning over some things, to let go of some things, whether it's a house, a land, a car, or a family of this, that, and the other, or grief or sorrow, for whatever circumstances. Help us and say, God, I put it in your hands. Help us, glory to God, for the healing, glory to God, even of our hearts. And God, that forgiveness that is a cancerous kind of spirit that will take away our health and our life and our joy and our peace. We're going to have to forgive and release. Glory to God, no matter how long it's been, we can't continue to push it back and try to work over it. because it's going to spring back up, and it could be doing some damage to other things that you have, glory to God, that you want to do in our lives. God, I bless you so much. Help us to learn how to be free, glory to God, in you, because you said, whom the Son set free is free indeed. Let us stand fast in the liberty where you set us free, and be not entangled. Don't go back like a dog to his own. Be not entangled with the yoke of bondage. God, help us to press forward and look forward to greater things with expectancy and anticipation of a greater move of God to use these vessels for your glory and for your honor, and to be helpers one to another, and those that are less fortunate, and those, glory to God, that are that's going through, glory to God. Help us to be alert in the spirit how to pray and seek your face on their behalf. And even sometimes if we got to fast, do it by your spirit, not as a ritual. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we call back the Holy Spirit to bless us and call back in peace and joy, strength and encouragement, wisdom, glory to God, and an anointing to carry through and follow through. Even pray for financial blessings, spiritual blessings, but even some debt cancellation. Some, glory to God, that's even the house of faith right now, a challenge even in a financial situation. But God, you are a miracle-working God. You are our source. And God, we believe. And that we can help and do, glory to God, help us to be wise and do it. And other ones, glory to God, that we can stand in prayer or stand in encouragement. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord. Any other reports?
Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. Bless the Lord. Well, if nothing else, then we thanking the Lord for the prophet. If she have a word, glory to God, before we prepare, getting ready to, well, we don't have another service till before we have the new year of that Monday. And that Monday, that means that it would already be New Year's Day when we come back into service. So is there another word from the Lord from Pastor Bird? I guess not. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. So if the Lord hasn't put anything else in any of the other ministers' heart before we go into the new year, we're going to say shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Well, I would love to get a prayer.
And happy new year to everybody. God bless you all.
Hallelujah.
Shalom. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. To the Most High God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless you all,
thank
and
you.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Celebrating Jesus and Happy New Year and prosperous New Year.
Hallelujah.
Bless and healing New Year. Encourage New Year. Thank Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hello, and be blessed, my dears and sir. God bless you all. Amen.
Glory, glory, glory. Praise your name, Jesus. Shalom, shalom.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.